If you take your Bibles and turn to 1 John chapter 4, I just want to get one thought. That's all, just one. And if you'll listen with me, I just want to get you to think a little bit. If you look at the Bible in 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to start out in verse 7, standing together, please. One more time, stretch your legs. If you look in verse 7, the Bible says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for the thought that you gave me here. Lord, I pray that I can bring it across well. Lord, please anoint my lips tonight. Lord, I don't want to speak real long, but Lord, I do want to convey this thought. Lord, I just feel very, very impressed tonight that we need to pray for our people. So Lord, please let that be done well. And Lord, let it please you. Lord, I believe that's what you want me to do tonight. So Lord, please help me to do your will tonight. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Could we with ink the ocean fill, or were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the oceans dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, the love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It will forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. I was going to start with that very thing tonight, and Brother John sang, and I didn't tell him. I got so excited when he did that. I want to ask you a question, and this is the thought that I wanted to get across tonight. Why in the world? Listen, he had a lot of people to choose from throughout the whole history where he could stop loving. And he would have been well rewarded for stop loving right there. Let me get you to think with me. How about Adam? How about Adam? How about he's the first man? How about he's made in God's image? How about he walked with God? All those things, Jesus could have said, "Well, you know what? That's good enough. I'm just going to stop right there. That's enough. He's a good man. Everything's great before they fell out of the garden. Let's just stop right here. That's enough loving. Let's just stop right here and not make any more, so that way we don't have to worry about anything going on." Because let me tell you something, Jesus Christ knew from the very front what was going to happen in the very back. I'm asked this all the time. What in the world would make him want to have more people if he knew what was coming? I've heard that question a lot. Because he loves you. There is no other answer. Jesus' love is the answer for every single part of that. Now understand, his love isn't always touchy, feely, fuzzy, wuzzy. Sometimes his love is exactly how we need his love to be. Can you say amen tonight? But think about Adam. Why didn't it stop with him? How about Abel? He offered the right offering. He was a good man. Ended up dying for what he believed in and what Christ wanted and desired out of an offering. Why not stop with Abel? But he didn't. How about Seth? Enos. Men began to call on the Lord with Enos. Love didn't end with them, though. How about Enoch? Enoch walked with God and was not. I mean, how cool would that have been? If you think about it, man alive, Enoch was there, and then all of a sudden he's gone. Why didn't God just stop right there? Why didn't he say, "Brother John, you know what? That's enough. I've got enough. I've got these men up here that I know genuinely love me and genuinely care about me. Why don't I just go ahead and stop there?" How about with Noah? Just man, perfect, walked with God, built the ark, replenished the earth. Did love stop with him? Hey, Noah would have been a good pick. He stood in the face of all that adversity. He stood in the face of all the mocking. He stood in the face of all the people saying, "You don't know what you're doing, man. Building a boat, it's never even rained." They didn't even know what rain was. But Noah didn't have it end with him.
How about Abraham? Abraham was the father of our faith. He left Ur of the Chaldees, met with Melchizedek, didn't end with him. How about Isaac, the promised seed? Jacob, Israel, why didn't it stop with them? How about Joseph? Joseph in a pit, sold by the Midianites, sold to these, and then ended up in Egypt, and he ended up reciting and interpreting these dreams. And the next thing you know, Joseph is a second in command. What a great man. And he followed God and did whatever God wanted him to do and saved his people and stored up all the food, and the Israel came through, and boy, they built such a great nation. Why not end it right there? But he didn't. How about Moses? Moses would have been a pretty good one. He led this people out, went through all kind of adversity, stood at the, how cool would this be? Raised his staff, stretched out his hand, and the Red Sea parted. Dry ground, they walked across. Why not end it right there? My thought to you tonight is this. If you look at this verse in verse 10, herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. If you think about this and you think about what God knows was coming in the future, you think about these things. David, a man after God's own heart. Solomon, the wisest man, and that's all he asked for from God. How about Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, John the Baptist? How about that disciple that Jesus loved? Certainly that's enough. Why don't we stop right here? Jesus, why go to the cross? Because he loves you. Think about this. Let's go with some gals. How about the widow? The widow's mite. She gave everything she had. Certainly she loved Christ. Why not stop with her? Mary. How about Mary Magdalene? How about the sinner that beat upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? How about Lazarus? It was said in here that Jesus wept. My, how he must have loved him. Why not him? Why not Paul? I mean, Paul, really? Wouldn't that be enough? How about the little children? Suffer, little children, come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. But I want you to look at one more verse with me, and I'm all done, I promise you. This is it. I just want you to understand that these men, these ladies, these people, this group that I just talked about, oh, Brother Coolidge, we hold them up as founders of our faith and certainly people that probably made the Lord well pleased. Certainly you would think that, wow, if I just had my own team of all-star Christians, maybe that's enough. Maybe if I can get these people who, by the way, I believe were saved before Christ went to the cross, but they weren't redeemed until after he died on the cross. I believe that Christ in his wonderful miracles could have made that a way, so maybe that wouldn't have had to happen. I don't know, but boy, you got to think that all these men are so important and all these people are so important and these ladies are so important to God that he put them in his scripture. Certainly they would be enough. And then I sat back in my chair and said, their love wasn't enough. Their love wasn't enough. He had to have my love too. He had to have, look at what it says in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's me, believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. It wasn't enough, Coolidge, for Moses. It wasn't enough for all, I don't care who you name in the scriptures. It wasn't enough. He said, you know what? I know, I see Moses. I see Paul and Enoch and Enos. I see these people that did these great and wonderful things. I've met on the Mount Transfiguration, and I didn't decide to set up shop there. I could have done whatever I wanted to do. But instead, Brother Carl, the love of those good men, those people, those patriarchs, that love, Brother Carl, apparently did not fulfill everything that Christ wanted. Apparently, he had to wait around for a sinner. a sinner named David Ballard. Apparently, he had to wait around for a sinner like Bill Davis. He had to wait around for a sinner like Sean Browning because Paul wasn't enough. Oh, he saved Paul. And oh yes, Paul's in heaven right now. But I sure am glad, Brother Josh, that he waited around long enough for this old sinner to accept him as Savior. I sure am glad he waited around long enough to know that this old sinner has a chance to love his Lord and love his God. I'm so thankful that the Bible says here in his love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And you got to understand, when he's up in heaven right now, he looks down, and yes, he sees a sinner, but he sees somebody who he loves so very much that he waited around and kept this old world going in the midst of all the craziness that's going on. He loves you so much that he keeps it going so you've got time to accept him. Who can you think of as a sinner right now in your life that the Lord has waited around long enough to accept him as Savior? You ever think about the cutoff? Huh? You ever think about when the last person is going to ask the Lord to save them? There's going to be a last one, by the way. There's going to be the last sinner that gets saved. I don't know who that's going to be. But I sure am going to, I bet that that sinner is going to be thankful that the Lord waited around and extended his love long enough so that even they could get saved. Here it is, love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us, no matter how long it took. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this evening. Lord, I don't know that we could ever even encapsulate how much you love us. We could never even put into words how much you care about us. And Lord, some of the things that I've done in my past, and I know that these folks may have done in their past, some of these things amaze me that, Lord, you're so long-suffering and merciful unto us. But, Lord, more than all that, I'm so thankful that even in this late day, even in these so many hundreds of years after, and even thousands of years after, Lord, you're still saving folks. You've had your Pauls, you've had your Jack Hileses, you've had these fellas. Lord, boy, when is enough? I'm sure thankful that it's not enough yet, because you're still offering your love, you're still offering your sacrifice, you're still offering your only begotten Son who's already died, already went on for us, but Lord, you're still collecting sinners. I'm so thankful, Lord, you still love us this many, many years later. And your love has not shortened. Your love has not weakened. Your love has not died down. No conditions have been put on your love. You just keep loving. Herein is love. Not that we loved you, but that you loved us. Lord, be with us tonight as we pray for our members. Oh God, I really believe with all my heart this is what we're supposed to do tonight. I believe we're supposed to get men of God, holy men of God, to come up and literally pray for our own people. Pray, Lord, that they can receive special healing from you. Oh, God, you're the one that does the healing. We've got no power, but you certainly do. Lord, I believe we're supposed to pray for our people to show you that we're earnest and we mean business. Lord, I'm hoping and praying that the people accept the challenge that I put before them this morning of fasting this week, one day. Lord, I plan on fasting on Tuesday. Lord, please make that day a day especially that you hear from Little Ravenna, people praying for their preacher, people praying for Brother Mike Sells and the Sells family. I hope and pray that we do that. Oh, God, we need you. Please listen tonight. Lord, hear us tonight. And, Lord, let us only pray what we're supposed to pray and not pray what we're not supposed to pray. Oh, God, please anoint the prayer service tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.